6767, extension 628. Help keep KPFA rising.
And you are listening to 94.1 KPFA in Berkeley, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and online at kpfa.org. The time is 2 p.m. Stay tuned next for the Visionary Activist Show.
Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So we have a rich, rich metaphoric and practical buffet for everyone. May it be rich nutrient. This is the last day of Spring Fund Drive campaign for the Visionary Activist Show. Thanks all of you pledgers, you great beings, you audience of the age, especially those who pledged in the last 2 weeks. How wonderful. And today, let's blaze forth. It's appropriate, as you'll hear. We are going to welcome a wonderful astro-mythological colleague, Gary Caton, in a few moments, but let me weave a little bit of context here. We are honoring Mercury, Alegba, Hermes. So I have Muti in my hand right here. I've set up an altar, basically. Everything. We want to engage everything. So Muti means power and medicine. It comes from the Sangomas of South Africa, and I've mixed some tobacco from beautiful Syria once, and coyote hair, and great blessings for all, again, in telepathic communion by the miracle of radio. We go, O Legba, open the path before each one of us that we may cultivate and animate our gifts and contribute them to the community in a way that is replenishing to all. We go, Hua! Okay, there we go. And I have, from Lucky Mojo, I have the money oil, fast money oil, and the fast luck oil. Okay, everything's blazing away here. So we know there are so many beautiful things in the world and so many poignant and sad things. Two places that are especially intimate that I love so much in the world is Refugio Beach, north of Santa Barbara. I lived there, now under siege by oil, and Palmyra, Syria. So beautiful. We know so many people there, just recently taken over by what the American press ignorantly calls ISIS, but it's really called Daesh. And we go, ooh. So we know, you know, all that we love for everyone is all the with which we feel kinned is endangered, which is why we want all of us to be a powerful voice and action for that which we love. Everyone has something precious that is endangered. We go, ah. So, we welcome astro-mythological colleague Gary Caton, who is dedicated keeper of the Mercury mysteries as we explore the deeper assignment of now retrograde, the Emerald Tablet of Hermes, the deep meaning of Pentecost this Sunday, and more essential navigational guiding for now, which is why, again, before I bring you in, Gary, in 2 seconds here, we are in Fun Drive. Gary was my guest on Trickster Training on Monday night, which is a subscriber mystery school. You can find out more. But we recorded that conversation, which I found to be one of the most fun and useful and informative and extremely timely, which is why I have advocated and it's possible. We are offering that recording download for a pledge of $50, a mere $50, but I love 50. Five is sacred to Venus. Zero is the trickster Uranus fool card. And we also, in a breaking with precedent, me, my wonderful team, Talk to Me Guy, Grand Wazir backstage, we will get you that download tomorrow. Yes, knock on wood, supplicating Mercury, that is our dedication. We will get you the download of Mercury Mysteries. Our conversation on Monday night will be alluding to some of it, but all of it's distinct today. And again, that's for a pledge of $50. We will get you that download tomorrow because this is such a powerful time, and also so is Sunday. We want you to have it immediately, although, of course, it will be pertinent and wonderful forever. So that download is available for a pledge of $50. I am, again, as in days of past, I am contributing one astrological reading with me. You get an hour and a half of me on the phone or Skype, honoring and addressing the beauty of your chart and bringing it alive. We convene it together so that your gifts may be contributed to the community. I've done this in the past. It is, again, opening up my veins and pouring more forth for KPFA in a wonderful, jolly way. It is my contribution, and that's for a pledge of $1,000. It's the wild card, but so many wonderful people have pledged for that in the past or given it as a gift to somebody. Really great. And then we have two books that I'll be bringing up a little bit later that are wonderful, wonderful herbal books. It is next week's guest, Robin Rose Bennett. So imagine how happy you will be next week when you go, oh, thank the gods, thank Legba and Mercury that I pledged last week for these fantastic books. Boy, am I happy. You might telepathically converse with yourself, your future next week self. They are among the best herbal books I've ever run across, The Gift of Healing Herbs, Plant Medicines and Home Remedies for a Vibrantly Healthy Life. That is for a pledge of, yes, the phone is delivering the thing, that is for a pledge of $130. And Robin Rose Bennett has another really fabulous book, Healing Magic, A Green Witch Guidebook to Conscious Living, and that is for a pledge of $100, both books for $200. So there we have those over there. That's really great. You can have any of these wonderful things. The download for 50, Mercury Mysteries, the astrological reading, only one, with, can't do this often, might not do it again. This might be the only one time when it's a pledge, for a pledge of $1,000, the books for $130, $100, both for $200, by calling 510-848-5732 or 800-439-5732 or pledging online. Hello, you podcasters, KPFA and web surfers, kpfa.org. Ah, welcome, Gary.
Hello, Caroline.
Yes, Mercury, God of Commerce. And let me also, just because I'm so delighted, you know, put out your wonderful website, dreamastrologer.com. So that's great. Well, the sun just entered Gemini today. Okay, Mercury's realm. Wherever we want to go, but I love, shall I put on our work table the Emerald Tablet of Hermes?
Of course.
Okay. So I learned this with Andy Weil, Dr. Andrew Weil, in 1970. It is something I know by heart, although crib sheets are useful. But it is Gary who has opened up more of the useful mystery in this, but here it is. True, without falsehood, certain and most true, that which is above is as that which is below, and that which is below is as that which is above, for the performance of the miracles of the one thing. And as all things are from one by the mediation of one, so all things have their birth from this one thing by adaptation. The sun is its father, the moon its mother, the wind carries it in its belly, it nurses the earth. This is the father of all perfection or consummation of the whole world, its power is integrating if it be turned into earth. Thou shalt separate the earth from the fire, the subtle from the gross, suavely and with great ingenuity. It ascends from earth to heaven and descends again to earth and receives the power of the superiors and of the inferiors. So thou hast the glory of the whole world. Therefore let all obscurity flee before thee. This is the strong force of all forces, overcoming every subtle and penetrating every solid thing. So the world was created. Hence were all wonderful adaptations of which this is the manner. Therefore am I called Hermes Trismegistus, having the three parts of the philosophy of the whole world. What I have to tell is completed concerning the operation of the sun. So Gary, so that's the version that I learned. I know there's a number of different translations, but maybe you can guide us into Hermes, Mercury, the sun, its father, the moon, its mother, the wind carries it in its belly, it nurses the earth, because this is something wonderful you've unlocked.
Yeah, what the heck is he talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We do.
This is actually one of the most concise of the Gnostic mystery texts that are attributed to Hermes in what's called the Corpus Hermeticum. And these are essentially like the Bible of an ancient mystery religion, the Renaissance-era mystery religion. And you'll notice right away at the beginning, he says, a lot of people quote this document when they use the fairly well-known phrase, as above, so below, right? But that's not quite actually what it says. what it says is, that which is above is as, or corresponds to, that which is below, and that which is below is as that which is above, for the performance of the miracles of the one thing. And so, right away we see it's not that there's something above subjecting itself upon the below. So, it's not that the celestial realms are causing anything to happen. It's not that Mercury retrograde is going to cause chaos in our lives. It's nothing like that. It's that Mercury retrograde corresponds to something here on Earth, and something here on Earth corresponds to that. There's a reciprocity and an exchange, a transactional energy, as you pointed out the other night when we were talking, that is really beautiful, so that we truly are co-creators in this cosmology.
And also, since people who know something or a little about astrology, and everybody goes, oh no, Mercury's retrograde, let us lift the superstitious dread while honoring the complexity from this, because you've done so well. And the Mercury retrograde, apparent motion backwards, which is inward, but you can also, you know, the sun, moon, wind, earth. You were so great on Monday night, which we're offering. Monday night we're offering for a download for pledge of $50. Those are the elements, and I had not remembered this either, even though I've been studying astrology since 1970, that Mercury retrogrades go through the elements. So all this year will be in air as it is now. Airwaves, miracle of radio. So maybe you can, the moment of illumination where you went sun, fire, moon, water, do you want to guide us there?
Right, so these there's two insights that have astronomical parallels that have to do with the text of this document. And it's easy for a lot of people to think this document is sort of metaphorical, that it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with so-called reality. But the amazing thing and the insights that I first delivered on your track when I was an ally on your track at the International Conference of UAC in 2012 is that not only does this above, below, above this have parallels in Mercury's alignments within any one given retrograde. Mercury starts out above in the west, visible in the west, and then he aligns with the sun below the threshold of visibility. Then he aligns again in the east, right? So there's three alignments, above, below, and above. Not just that, but these three alignments that happen during every Mercury retrograde, they cycle through the four elements of the zodiac in reverse fashion, in exactly the order that it gives us later in the text. It says, its father is the sun, its mother the moon, the wind carries it in its belly, its nurse is the earth. So these are the elements, fire, water, air, and earth, right? And on the one hand, it's giving us a philosophical or metaphorical journey of transformation that alchemists used in various operations in their lab work, right? And we can also relate it to various psycho-spiritual processes. And yet, it also correlates to the actual movements of the retrogrades through the four elements. So, for instance, Caroline, you were born in a year where the Mercury retrogrades were happening in fire signs. And each year, that is true. The Mercury retrogrades, all three of them happen, generally speaking, in one element. So at the beginning of this, it says its father is the sun. So then from the fire signs, it moves to moon, it moves to the water signs, and then wind is air, then it moves to the air signs, and then it moves to the earth signs. Now, this is actually an exact reverse order of the zodiac, right? Anybody who knows the basic order of the zodiac, it's Aries is a fire sign, Taurus is an earth sign, Gemini is an air sign, and then Cancer is water. So how perfect that Mercury does his backward trickster medicine dance in reverse order. So it's doubly backward, if you will. And, of course, we know from our language teachings that a double negative is what? A positive.
Right, and I do love the person who said, and there is no such thing as a double positive making a negative, and somebody in the audience went, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So it's very darling. Now, just to again tease everything into the ancient wisdom and the modern, what do we do with this, and into every fight. So, you know, in Santa Barbara, blessed Santa Barbara, the huge oil spill in 1969, that is the same Mercury as now, today. Mercury was stationing retrograde in May, and within 1 degree of where it is right now. And we go, duh! As Mark Twain said, history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes, duh! So there is a 1969 to now resonance, you know, in some good ways, and then in this way, Mercury going, didn't I tell you in 1969, you oil-based, you know, you Houston-based oil company that is now besmirched at least 9 miles of coast. I know that coast so well. Every bird, every pelican, every swimming Labrador, every seaweed, you know, by oil greed. And the Palmyra, we will see when Palmyra wants to come up to be honored, but it is one of the most beautiful, beautiful cities from the Silk Route, one of the living treasures of the world that is now so endangered. But so...
That is, in its own way, a rather tragic example of a very profound truth, however, because while it's true that every 6 to 7 years Mercury cycles through the elements in this reverse order that we talked about, it's only after 46 years that he returns to precisely the same degrees.
Wow.
And in this case, we're talking about the degrees of a bright red star in the constellation of the celestial bull. It's called Aldebaran. And this star is said by Brady to have connotations of the need for integrity in one's transactions. And of course, an oil spill is sort of the outward manifestation of some kind of lack of integrity, even if just lack of integrity in the hull of the ship, yeah?
Well, yeah, this was actually a land pipeline, but yeah, but
same. Land. Okay, in the integrity of the pipeline itself.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. And yet we're constantly trying to be talked into building these other new and better pipelines, and it's like people forget that yeah, these things fail, right? And there are dire consequences when they do, or they try to get us to forget, and so. There is a lesson very much in alignment with the lesson of this star here for us to see, and it's really a tragic example of this sort of recurrent theme. And, of course, when we talk about 46-year cycles, that's a long time. So it's a transpersonal or a, you know, kind of collective cycle. And I think that illustrates another principle about Mercury that people don't necessarily always get, you know, they think, oh, Mercury, it's just about, you know, commerce and travel and, you know, whether my iPhone's going to work and that's it. But there's absolutely a collective dimension to all of these archetypes. And so this is, you know, this story that you're saying is a tragic example of what happens when we fail on the lesson of integrity.
And it is all oil-based. I mean, since we're also putting out against all odds desirable positive things, because that is what the show and the station and our hearts are dedicated to, I let's call it in as, you know, corporations that besmirch the collective beauty of our world should forfeit all of their assets in remediation and should forfeit their corporate identity. It's like, let's up the stakes. So I'm going, sorry, you're out. You're out of this game. I want to call on that by the power of Hermes and Mercury just for the serious, dedicated fun of it.
And that's right. Accountability is part of integrity.
Right.
Fortunately, if people, you know, can't find a way to practice integrity on their own, the only way that we can bring that into being temporarily is through accountability, and then hopefully, you know, that's the way we teach our children, right? We teach them accountability. We teach them integrity through accountability. So if we have to treat these beings like children, so be it.
Well, they're corporations, you know. And again, Neptune, dissolution is the secret of the great work. We're dissolving you back, and we're inhaling your assets to begin to bioremediate, and don't do that again. And in a way, the tragic news of what's known as ISIS, but it's really named Daesh, you know, taking over Palmyra, is like, oh, I just want to put a little bit of Palmyra. We've done many shows about Palmyra. When I got back from Syria, we covered it in the Visionary Activist show, and so much. It is one of the most beautiful, it's a ruin, it's an ancient ruin. It was the most important city in the Silk Route, brought to its prominence by Queen Zenobia, a fantastic, historic, true being. And I just, again, remember, it's also, this is an oil-based tragedy, you know, again, in the Middle East, going, oh, humans, and the last little bit, I guess, of Palmyra I want to put on the table, although my heart is full of so many people and beautiful people and nomads who live there, and a man who offered my father 100 camels for my hand in marriage, and it's like, I don't get that often, and it's like, I hope you're okay, that was a great offer, as Deborah Felma said, they're worth about, you know, 10 to 20,000 each. That's a good offer. But we toured the Temple of Baal, and it's kind of like what we're doing here too. And our wonderful guide said, this is how they kept this temple safe, because they put all the divinities there from everywhere in the world, so nobody would attack it, because it's like, oh, that's your divinity. Oh, may it be protected. And again, ingenuity to protect it from earthquakes as well. And we go, against all odds, maybe waft a prayer of protection to the beauty and the people and the dates and it's an oasis. Everything's so real and symbolic. What does it mean we're destroying our living heritage in a beautiful oasis and also Refugio Beach like that too? But yeah, no, okay, and back to us now.
We're lacking in the sacred, right? I mean, it was once sacred and no one would touch it because of that sacredness.
Right.
And now that's being violated. So clearly, our notion of sacredness is in need of repair. That would be my first reaction.
It is, and let's go with again your wonderful take on the retrogrades, because people go, oh, I don't believe in it, but oh no, it's terrible, and we do, we blame everything for it. Now it does seem to be true, as we want to engage our E words, going, everybody, relax. Everything wants to be done twice, I think.
Or thrice.
Actually, three times is even better. And people go, oh, we've done this three times. And we go, perfect. That's perfect. That wants to happen. Slow way down to speed up, as we do. Let's derive all of our social strategy metaphors from actual nature facts. So rejoin, redeem, reconnect, repledge is good. But do you want to guide us into your understanding of the retrograde and how we can play with it? You know, and what's useful about the kind of oh no part going and what's the larger guiding?
Well, I mean, you know, this is something that writers and literary people refer to as the rule of three. Right. If you want your motif to be noticed when you're writing a screenplay, you don't mention it once, you don't mention it twice, you mention it three times. And also, photographers and artists refer to it as the rule of thirds, right? Where if you divide a visual piece into thirds and you have these natural harmonies that sort of set apart one part of the painting or one part of the photograph from another. A three is a number that naturally forms a pattern. It forms the Great Pyramids, one of the most stable structures known to humankind, you know. So there's a natural harmony, and three is also the number of signs that create an astrological element, right? There's three signs. They're called triplicities. So three is actually a number of harmony, and it's also on the first number that we can see as a number of completion, because when you have three of something, there's a sort of, you know, and look at all the fairy tales. You have three musketeers, three pigs, three blind mice, three of every. There's a reason for that, because it creates a pattern. It's the first number with which we can see a definitive pattern, and human beings are creatures of patterns.
And third time's the charm. And then let me be responsible to the team. This is the third fun drive for the Visionary Activist Show. Third day of fun drive for the Visionary Activist Show.
Oh, there you go.
And the last one. And we've done really pretty great. Again, thank you all people who've pledged in the past. But let this third one. Third is the charm. I'm sending everybody fast luck oil, money oil. You know, we know that luck increases when we run on the fuel of curiosity and generosity. And so that's also why I wanted to offer the download of Gary Caton and my conversing on Monday night, which we will get to you tomorrow. Again, this has never been done. It's never been done before, you know, that you get a premium immediately, or, you know, medium immediately. But yes, me and Elves, you know, cooperators are standing by to download to you tomorrow this really useful conversation that is pertinent to this weekend, that is pertinent to many things that we'll play with. But it is. It's the third time's the charm. So let me just pitch. You can have this download of Gary Caton and myself conversing on Monday night just now, but about now. It's much of what we're covering today, but without any interruptions in a sense of what we're doing. You know, going, it's really good. We're doing a little taste, but we get into the deeper mysteries. Really, really useful. Gary is one of my favorite colleagues in the world, but you can have that download tomorrow. For a pledge of $50 by calling 510-848-5732 or 800-439-5732. And I'm also offering one only, because it's a lot of time and deep dedication and work of great joy, one astrological reading with me. For a pledge of $1,000, as we've done in the past. It's our wild card. And then there are these beautiful books, which is The Gift of Healing Herbs by Robin Rose Bennett. She's our guest next week. We're doing things reverse. We're traveling to the future and backwards. For a pledge of $130, and also her wonderful, wonderful book, Healing Magic, A Green Witch Guide. Genius, beautiful, for a pledge of $100, or both books for a pledge of $200. So it's the download of Gary and my conversing. We'll get it to you tomorrow. Amazing. For a pledge of a mere $50. $50, sacred to Venus. Your life will improve enormously. It's fantastic. Or astrological reading with me for $1,000 and all the other things I said by calling 510-848-5732 or 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. Cooperators are standing by in the phone room. I love you guys in the phone room. You know, and cooperators are standing by, and, you know, there's human agencies, and then there's larger forces, all of that. Oh, great audience of the age. All right, now back to us. Okay, third time's the charm. I had to use that. That's great. So back to you, Gary. Again, the retrograde cycle, you were saying on Monday night, which you can have, but you were saying on Monday night the threes of Mercury, the forward...
I think Mercury happens in threes.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Right. It happens three times a year for 3 weeks each, and within that, there are three alignments that all happen in the same degrees. In this case, on the degrees of this bright red star, Aldebaran, of the bull's eye in the heavens, you know. And you know, if we think about this repetition of three things, you know, I think maybe in modern you know, through via modern technology and this instant gratification kind of thinking, we've gotten addicted to things, you know, just once and done, you know, one and done, one-off kind of things. But repetition is, of course, absolutely natural in you know, in any kind of athletic training. You have to repeat, you know, you have to repeat things in order to memorize them. You have to, so, and three, in that sense, is the simplest number of repetition. If we think of it in terms of resacredizing, there's a concept called circumambulation, where if you have a sacred object, let's just take, for instance, the Great Temple of the Pyramid that I was talking about earlier. In order to really find a reverence for that object, we would have to see all three sides of it in order to have a complete sense of its beingness, yeah? So we would have to circumambulate that object. And this is actually, you know, practiced in masonry. You know, you would circumambulate the temple a number of times depending on what level you were working on. And so this is an actual spiritual practice. Even in Christianity, they will sometimes circumambulate with the incense and so forth. And so it occurs to me that Mercury going back and forth across these degrees three times is a kind of circumambulation where we can deepen our awareness of something. We can deepen, we can have a conversation with something or even with a part of ourselves that is that will re-sacredize that thing, even though it may seem inconvenient from the sense of a modern one-and-done, you know, stare-at-your-cell-phone mentality. It's actually like slowing down and sort of, you know, to paying attention to is kind of a loving presence, yeah? I mean, if you're going to, no one's going to show up for a date and say, okay, let's go, babe, and boom, off and boom, there you go, and all right, see? You know what I'm saying? You want to be present. You want to show the other person that you're present and that you're wanting to know them.
And also, you know, again, re-words are very useful now. So respect means to look at again.
Right.
Yeah. So yes, exactly. The courtship of life. So what does each person, each one of our dynamic listening audience, how you guys and guys, you know, want to be a voice for? And you know, Mercury stationed on Monday night when we were talking, that's part of the excitement of the download that you can have tomorrow if you pledge today for $50, but it's stationed at the degree that is that symbolizes telepathy, and it goes all the way back to station direct on June 12th, I think, 11th, at 4 plus Gemini, which the symbol for that is a radical magazine circulating liberating ideas, making important things known. And just for, you know, everything, the mythic news, when Freddie Gray was murdered by the police in Baltimore, that incident began April 12th at 8:40 in the morning, and 4 Gemini was rising, Radical Magazine. So we knew this was not going to be a quiet crime. This was, and we know that it's also not done ever, but especially in this cycle, you know, giving voice to that which has been hidden before, but which we will say no longer. You know, there will be no crimes that are not reported. So just wanted to bring that into play with all of the resonance.
I think it's a really good example of this concept of integrity that I was talking about also, and that the justice system works for and against everyone equally, right? That's the way it's supposed to work.
It's supposed to, yes.
Yeah. So that, but, you know, I think that what happens is that people, rather than right or wrong, they begin to operate on what they can get away with.
Until now. Again, we have a great cry forth. Magic words. Words are magic. We want to honor that, too. The great magic words of, no, terrible, terrible, terrible. Until now.
Because it's an amazing thing that these people were even charged with crimes.
Well, Marilyn Mosby, exactly. The incredible, fabulous, dedicated woman in Baltimore, who's the DA, who brought charges. Until now. The tide is turning. Which is why, and reversal, I wanted to also bring up the part of this Mercury cycle is as Mercury retrogrades, redeem, return, dedicate to each person, what do they want to be a voice for, what does this show want to be a voice for, what does this station and Network Pacifica want to be a voice for, stations at four, as Neptune, dreams and vision and water and reversal stations the next day in June. And so it is what do we want reversed? And what do we want to, and also we wed intellect, Mercury, Gemini, and mysticism, as we have, been dedicated to for so long, the idea of the wedding of spiritual mysteries and intellect and social action, as part of our long-term dedication. But however you want to feed us, how shall we gather? What do you think, Gary, are the qualities we must want to cultivate to navigate now?
Well, basically what you're talking about is a recapitulation of something happening. Let's just break it down to the most basic form in astrology. We're talking about the air element. Yeah? And the air element is, what air does is it floats above things, right? So when you're engaging with the air element, it's the ability to see the big picture, but it's the ability to formulate abstract theories, from above, from high, from a detached place. So it can be kind of idealistic in a sense. In that sense, it's like, so we can think about what should be, but then because Mercury's going back and forth over this in a way, it's like, okay, let's take what should be so and make it true. Act as if it's true because we want it to be true, and act as if it's true because we want to make it true, And so...
it's that great phrase, live as though the day were here.
Exactly. And so making these abstract principles real, I think, is one of the challenges of the air element, right? Because each element has its sort of archetypal opposite. I'm talking essentially Jungian theory here, but actually Jung was talking astrology and alchemy. Most people understand the Jungian idea that, what is it? Thinking, feeling, intuition, and sensation, right? The four types. And you're naturally strong in one of them and therefore naturally weak in the other. And it's only through embracing your weakness and building it up that you become whole. And he's talking very directly to elemental theory from like Aristotle right there. Aristotle talked about the four elements and transformation between the four elements. And that. So the opposite of air is earth. And so practical, everyday reality is sort of like the opposite of these abstract, conceptual, theorizing sort of principles of air. And how do we make those two meet? And because they're opposite, we can go through the element of fire to get from air to earth. We can go through the element of water. So we can either go through engaging our passion and becoming active, or we can go through engaging with our empathy and becoming connected that way. And neither way is more valid than the other.
And let's bring it also into the extraordinary opportunity and beauty of now, remembering that it is our task, oh great audience of the age, to animate the metaphors and opportunities so generously proffered to us in a good way, lest we leave them by default for the dementors of Ding Battery and Doom to animate in a bad way. Remember, George W. Bush invaded, Iraq on Persian New Year, the vernal equinox, the sacred to baby lambs, and ducks and life. And it's like, no. So right now we have Mars in the underworld. I mean, Mars has gone to the underworld, and may all Mars journey to the underworld to learn knitting and weaving and kindness and protection of life. And Mercury is now joining Mars in the underworld. I don't know what you want to do with that, but I also want to honor the Moon and Venus conjunction now and tonight. Fantastic sky tonight. Oh, my God.
Yeah, look west this evening, and you'll see one of the most amazing sights you can behold, the two brightest objects in the sky besides the sun. The Moon and Venus are conjunct tonight in the west, and they'll be out for a couple hours. So no matter where you are, if you get just a few moments to be with that and just re-experience the sacredness of the sky.
And absolutely. It is a glorious and beautiful thing. It is the symbol of the Middle East, and the third brightest object, Jupiter, will be just to the left as you look up overhead. But there's the Moon and Venus tonight. In Cancer, semi-square the Sun in Gemini. So what do we want to cultivate? What do we want to nourish? What do we want to pledge to, perhaps? All of those things, and they do square Uranus, which is your North Node, Gary, which is a magic carpet flying over drab city streets, and we go, yes, fierce protection of life, may it be kindled in all of us. I do think it's interesting that we have most of the questions that were asked at the Delphic Oracle, and some of them are like, who's going to win? The famous ones, a great empire will fall, it will be yours, haha. If you invade Iran, it's kind of pertinent. What will happen if I invade Iran? A great empire will fall, it'll be yours. but mostly the question.
Second part.
I'm sorry, say what?
Yeah, they didn't mention the second part.
That's right, exactly. But most of the questions were, are our plans in accord with the design, the larger design of the gods? And if not, what shall we do to come into alignment? That it's very spiritual common sense, really. So what shall we do? What shall we do, Gary, to come into alignment with this Mercury cycle with so much beauty? Again, Mars has disappeared from the nighttime sky. Mercury's joining, messages from the underworld in cahoots with Neptune. So how do you think of now, and I want to bring Pentecost into play because it's really pertinent in a moment. But again, so how are you journeying or guiding us to journey these 3 weeks?
Yeah, my experience of the air element is through journaling a lot, and having that basically, like in astrology, Mercury joys in the first house, right? And so what does that mean? Well, basically what they're saying is that, like, your relationship with yourself is really important. We talk all the time about having a relationship, with various, but having a relationship with yourself and understanding that requires work as well, and so this could be anything from a humorous, montage of me, myself, and I, right, talking and kind of like the Three Stooges, to a more serious contemplative exercise of actually, exploring through a blog or through a written journal, feelings and sort of taking that sacred space and making that sacred space for that relationship with oneself.
But you'd also mentioned on Monday night, whose conversation we're offering as a download for a pledge of $50 by calling 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. But you'd mentioned, I distracted myself through commerce. What did you mention? It'll come back to me. Right. That part of it, again, where people go, oh, no, Margaret, you spoke about, it's the descent yeah. into our wise animal selves.
Yes.
But that's really, right. So everybody find and replace, like, oh no, Mercury retrograde, my computer's not working, or, everything's confused, into animal. Animals don't use computers. Deeper. Yeah, so do you want to just, again, remind us of what you'd said? Yeah.
We could think of me, myself, and I in shamanic terms. In shamanic societies, there are three worlds. right? There's the upper world, the middle world, and the lower world, and there are three selves. There's the higher spiritual self. There's the, you know, the sort of regular, everyday, what they call the talking self. And there's the lower or instinctual self. And we're not really complete unless we have a relationship with all three of those. And people go, oh, so I'm supposed to act like an animal? Well, maybe.
If you're lucky, if you're lucky, you would be. That's right. They're far more disciplined. They don't stay up late watching reruns. Yeah, if you're lucky, you get to be like an animal. I mean, so in a sense, I also like to think of retrogrades as what that planet represents, going on a vision quest to find good voices in the world, you know, to find the miracle of the democracy of radio in which we're speaking to each other invisibly and can therefore speak of invisible things.
I often encourage people to develop a relationship with animal totems, you know.
Yes.
Notice what animals you're interacting with, you know. And there's animals everywhere. I mean, I have a friend online. She's a photographer like I am, and she lives in New York City. And she's got this wonderful photographs of hawks and a variety of wildlife. And she lives in New York City, man. There's wildlife everywhere.
Yeah, they just rounded up a coyote. But did you ever see the TV show Earth Without Humans? Well, it's great. It's you know, again, if we could only leave the stage without taking so much life with us. But you know, they have New York City, and you just take humans out, and within about a minute, it's like there's coyotes in condos, and there's vine. It looks great. It looks fantastic. So we have to take our harm, you know, compost the harm of our ourselves. But yeah, animal totems is a good way to go. And I do want to put on our work table why I'm so eager and enthused and emphatic about offering to all of our listeners the download of Gary Caton and myself's conversation that we recorded on Monday night for a pledge of $50. Which you can have, and we will get it to you tomorrow. See, that's the fun Mercury thing, knock on Mercury wood. We're going to get it to you tomorrow, by, again, wonderful team, my grand wazir, talk to me guy. We will send it to you tomorrow. You'll have it, because this weekend is so powerful. And I do want to bring in the thematic, myth of Pentecost and a good Christian metaphor that is one of those things that moves into the pagan world because it's the most important day in the Arthurian legends. And so the metaphor of Pentecost, the myth, is that it's when the Holy Ghost as a flaming white dove descends onto the head of each disciple and grants them the capacity to speak and understand all language. We go, that's a good one. And I think how we want to just amplify it, may it be for each of us, all of us, may it include the language of the plants and the animals as humans once did, that we know that we're in a conversational world. So it's also, you know, that's a big deal. And then in Arthur's court, as it moves into the Grail legend, in some versions, it's when the Grail legend begins. You know, Pentecost is when you were talking about animal emissaries, that the white stag gallops into Arthur's court, and Arthur goes, nature's sent an emissary. We have to change our ways and heal humans' relationship to the earth. And each person go out there and have a fantastic encounter with nature and come back and tell a story. But you don't eat supper unless you've had a fantastic encounter with nature and have a story to tell. So that we get to fold that into this retrograde. So this Sunday, which is why we are delivering by OWL and Airwaves the $50 download of Gary Caton's and my conversation on Monday night to you, so that you can really have a Pentecostal in a good way, begin the Grail legend kind of dynamic and honor this time period of reflection. And you know, people can get grumpy and cross, I don't know, but we just say relax, do everything three times, no complaining until you've done it three times, there we go. But I mean you yourself I mean, do you find that there's, I mean, you know, the, like we were loading the description of the show onto the KPFA website, which is, has got, you know, it's got a quirky thing going on. It was impossible to upload it. So we said, you know, oh, tempting, Mercury retrograde, you know, a little, I don't know. I mean, where do you go on that? I mean, do you discipline yourself to not blame Mercury?
I do. I really do.
Oh, good. Okay. Teach us.
I feel that, you know, it's, you know, I think in the I Ching, it talks about how, you know, the common person blames fate or others, but the noble person looks within.
Ah, good. Good. Yes.
And it's like, you know, and I really tried to live up to that ideal is that as you said, I think you said speaking universe, that there's messages are coming to us through so many channels, right? Even in verbal communication that we're doing right now. I mean, here I am talking with my hands.
Right, yeah, me too. We're gesturing with our hands. It's fantastic. Yeah, exactly. Conjuring.
There's so many kinds of messages that we don't necessarily pay attention to. And so my take on that would be that there's a message maybe that we're not getting.
Hmm.
And so, you know, what does Mercury do during the retrograde? He slows down.
Right.
Yeah, he's in slow motion. And he gets closest approach to the Earth. So either you're too close to something, as in like over-attached, right? Attachments are spiritual impediments. And or you're not close enough. You're not, you know, one of the ways that as a counselor that I was trained to demonstrate to the other person who's speaking without interrupting them that I'm listening is to simply lean in. Yes, to get closer, to show them I'm with you. Yes, I'm listening. Tell me more. I can do that without saying a word. You see?
Yeah.
And so there's a closeness and there's a slowness that's implied in the astronomy of it.
That's really great. It's also, it was somebody on the Trickster Training call in some time past who reminded us that to the ancients, you know, silence, awkward on the radio, but silence in conversation was not uncomfortable. It was thought of as just, oh, a very good, wonderful thing, and that the next person who spoke would be Hermes. And we go, oh, we love that. But in keeping with our great thing is that I just got wonderful texts from our adorable KPFA phone room going, are you getting these texts? And I'm like, ooh, not until now, but I do want to thank many people and keep the can I access the web pledges? No, I can't. But there are 5 pledges on the web, kpfa.org, from Sebastopol, Fresno, Berkeley, and Sonoma for $1,580. That's really, really wonderful. There's more coming in. Chris Gold from Warren Earth Design. I just got the reading. Okay. Oh, bless your heart. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. So there goes the reading. Okay. I'd love to do a fantastic amount of money for our team for this beautiful place of the Visionary Activist Show. We want to be able to gather here, especially as we come into play. You know, again, we'll see. There's so much to say. But the beautiful, KPFA, chart, you know, April 15th, 1949. Don't know if you had a chance to look at that, Gary. But there's Mercury in the underworld. It was retrograde by progression. Pacific is, you know, age 39 to 63, but it's got its voice even more and it wants to come alive. The image for KPFA Pacifica's sun, Venus in the underworld. Yeah, we speak for everybody in the underworld, North Node. So it's an eclipse. Yeah, it is. But it's a woman bursting with gifts more than she can hold. And that is the beautiful nature of this station and its potential as a gathering for all of us that we so want increasingly. Oh, look, and Juno's at 4 Gemini overhead when Pacifica was born, the Radical Magazine. There we go. It is a Radical Magazine. And Jupiter's at 0 Aquarius, the old Adobe mission in the desert being a cultural beacon. And Jupiter in the sky right now is on Pacifica's Pluto, Mardi Gras, which is about being able to direct collective attention. So we do. And also we have Oakland and Mill Valley, also from the web. We have 5 calls from the phone room. Elena from Ocampo, Asha from Belcherton, Massachusetts. That's fabulous. Thank you. Lucy from San Jose. Oh, bless you, bless you. Aaron from Mill Valley and more brewing. So thank you, team. Let me just, and Gary, thank you for being such a good sport in your eloquence as we go about conjuring. Sorry?
Yeah, thank you for the generosity from everyone. It's wonderful.
It is wonderful. I mean, we do, this is a great airwaves. This is a great way to do this. And also in the spirit of telepathy, let me remind everybody, you can have Elizabeth from Canyon, Allison from Los Gatos, Alicia from Belvedere. We're smoking, team. We're smoking. Come join this party. You know, again, as wonderful charm for attracting wild money, wonderful poet, her name will come to me, Mercury will deliver it, but she goes, I will rub my hands with honey and run through the marble vaults of banks. You know, come, money, I will not imprison you in clanking trust funds or corporate this or that. No, soon you'll be free to join others of your kind. You know, come, money, and build a Marge Piercy. Thank you, Marge Piercy.
Fly away and be free.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and we promise you that the money here is replenishing the community, and it is our place of gathering for all of these ideas where we can, you know, again, this is the primary show dedicated to, you know, spiritual translated into incarnationally actually making the world better in tangible ways. And part of the telepathy of this show that is so wonderful is that people hear about things and go do them. We gather. It really is, you know, the activist part of it. So we are a voice for that which has no voice. Remember that we have so many listeners from all over. Thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in. And we also have many, many animals. People tell me their dogs listen. We have many, many listeners in prison. We have many, many listeners who are also homeless on the streets. May they find shelter soon. But pledge for those who can't. Your dog, the coyote in the street, all the beauty that is endangered in the world, that we may be a gathering of effective voice, because we are dedicated against all odds. We are tricksters, better a trickster than a martyr. We are composed martyrdom and tricksters. We like against all odds. We like million to one chances against us, because million to one chances crop up 9 times out of 10 when your heart is dedicated, as Terry Pratchett said. We are here again to honor the ancestors. This is a meeting place. There's many things. So much I didn't even get to play the Elegba song. But let me also remind everybody, 510-848-5732, 800-439-5732, or pledging online, kpfa.org is wonderful. And that's for Gary Caton is a wonderful good sport. You've gotten a smidge of his genius this hour. You got an hour and a half of Gary Caton's genius conversing with my, you know, tag-along genius Monday night. That's a download for a pledge of $50, and we will get it to you tomorrow. So you have it for the weekend. It's so useful. The astrological reading is gone, and I'm probably not going to do that again. There we go. But we also have these wonderful books. Let's try into the future. Next week's guest is wonderful, wonderful Robin Rose Bennett. Getting to know her, there are many great herbalists. She is among the best in the world, and this is among the best herbal books I've ever seen. So we want everything to feed everyone's autonomy. We go everything into the cauldron. Does it feed your own wise guidance? Otherwise, to hell with it. So again, autonomy, inhaling our authority, the gift of healing herbs, plant medicines, and home remedies for vibrantly healthy life, a great, fantastic, a book for, yes, okay, wait a minute, no, oh, sorry, phone acting up, that's right, no, but I won't blame Mercury, there we go, so, The Gift of Healing Herbs by Robin Rose Bennett for pledge of $130. Ah, thank you, Steve from Sausalito and James from Oakland. Oh, this is exciting. I love you. Mwah. The book Healing Magic, A Green Witch Guide for a pledge of $100. Both books for a pledge of $200. Mercury Mysteries download, Caroline Casey and Gary Caton. We must have your email because we're going to email you the link tomorrow. Tomorrow, no waiting. You'll have it tomorrow. There we have it. All by calling 510-848-5732 or 800-439-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org. That's wonderful. Do you have any, I know this was short and whatever, Gary, and I thank you forever, but let's think of it as part one and keep doing more, and when your book comes out, we'll have you on. But do you want to say any Mercury blessing, woof, out spiral blessing out there into the world?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. That sounds like fun. I always love speaking with you. The parting shot I would like to leave people with is actually a story about Mars's journey.
Well, we only have 30 seconds.
So read up on Nergal and Eriskigal.
Ooh.
The passionate love story of the god of pestilence and war dissing and then falling in love with the goddess of hell of the underworld.
Oh, that sounds like a great date. Let's do that tonight. That's wonderful. That's really very witty and great. Okay, we have even more messages. Oh, that's really great. 10 calls in the phone room, 7 pledges from the web, Steve from Sausalito, James from Oakland, and many, many other great people. Thank you so much, Gary Caton. Let us keep cahooting. You are a wonderful ally. And again, we've just tapped into the smidge of the great wisdom that you have to offer us, eager for your book. But again, remember, you can still do it. You can get Gary and me talking a great conversation we recorded on Monday night. We will get it to you tomorrow by download for a pledge of $50. 510-848-5732, and you know the rest. Thanks so much to Eileen Humphreys in Washington, D.C., and Erica Bridgman in Berkeley, and all of the great FunDrive team, and everybody in the phone room, and everybody who pledged. I'm Caroline Casey, CoyoteNetworkNews.com, and we'll reconvene next week. Thanks, Gary Caton. Mwah.
Thank you. Mwah. Bye.